Our Holy Gospel for today is from the third chapter of the Gospel of Luke. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their mind or in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Toss a coin here. See what happens. So just so happens, by the time Bobby arrived, the football game had already started. His friend said to him, "Bobby, why are you so late?" Bobby said, "I couldn't decide between going to church or going to the football game. So I tossed a coin. Heads, I go to church. Tails, I come to your house." Bobby's friend said, "But that shouldn't have taken very long." Bobby said, "I know, I had to toss it 35 times. So whether you flipped a coin, or you were coerced, or you came on your own account, I'm glad you're here this morning. Well, when I was a very new young pastor, I confess I tried to prove myself to everyone, including myself, trying to do everything yet often feeling like I didn't know anything. It wasn't too long before I had the sense that my own spiritual tank was getting a little empty, was running a little low. A very wise pastor friend of mine suggested that I might benefit from spiritual direction. So I called the Mercy Center, which happened to be just up the highway in Burlingame, California, and signed up for a spiritual director. At my first meeting with Sister Ona, she explained to me that her role as my spiritual director was not to tell me what to do, but to accompany me as I listened to God. Well, I really wanted her to tell me what to do. I wanted her to give me a list of things that I could do to deepen my relationship with God. So, she said, "How is God speaking to you? What do you hear God saying in your life?" And the truth was, I really couldn't hear what God was saying, and my life was noisy with activity. And then there were those, my own inner voices of unrealistic, idealistic perfectionism that weren't always kind to myself. I answered her, "I'm not really sure. I think that's why I'm here meeting with you." And so we sat in silence. And I felt a little bit like I was failing my very first meeting with my spiritual director. Here I was, a pastor, and I wasn't even really listening to God. Well, Sister Ona was comfortable with silence, and she let that question linger for what seemed like forever. Finally, she said, "Beth, I sense you need something different today. Why don't you close your eyes and simply rest in the blessing that you are loved by God totally apart from anything you do or don't do." So being the good student I was, I closed my eyes and I thought, "I am loved by God totally apart from anything I do or don't do." I let those words sink in and I started to cry. I mean, a lot. My tears reminded me that this is not how the world works. Isn't this what we all want? To be truly loved for who we are? To be loved unconditionally? Completely? And then when we are touched by this love, this blessing breaks open our heart in new and different ways. It hurts, but only because our innermost longings are being touched. They're being tended to by a love that is tender, love that is pure. Yet the truth is, so many of us live our lives feeling excluded from this love. God can't love me because my life is a mess. God can't love me because I've made some big mistakes. God can't love me because I'm unlovable. God can't love me because you fill in the blank for those reasons that haunt you. Even though we know it, that God loves us dearly no matter what, it's just hard to comprehend. I think what we need to remember is that God does not love us because we are good. We don't earn this love of God. God loves us because God is good. Even while we are sinners, broken and unworthy, needy, God loves us dearly, tenderly, completely, unconditionally. Ernest Hemingway says it well when he says, "We are all broken. That's how the light gets in." God enters those broken places in our lives, shining the light of pure love. We're told that when Jesus was baptized, he emerged from the baptismal water and the heavens were open. And God said, "This is my child, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." Well, when Jesus heard those words, they changed his life completely. In these words, he found not only his identity, but he also found meaning and purpose. He found a mission and a ministry. The love of God poured down on him and on the whole world. And the world has never been the same. I mean, we have never been the same. Because this love of God changes us. Martin Luther encouraged people to remember their baptisms daily. He said, "When you wake up in the morning, shout, 'I am baptized!' When you wash your face, remember your baptism. Remember, because God wants us to remember who we are. Today and every day. To remember again whose we are, that we are God's. That God says, 'You are my child, my beloved. With you I am well pleased.' God loves you because of who God is. God is love, pure, unconditional love. This love fills us, gives us an identity, gives us meaning, purpose, a mission, and a ministry. I like how all this is wrapped up beautifully in a poem by Teresa of Avila. And I know I've shared this before, but I love it. It's just beautiful. She writes, "Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on the earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands. Yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes. Yours, you are his body. Christ has no body but yours." We are God's beloved, who live this life of ours as God's beloved. The love and the light of God shines on this earth through broken people like you and me. When we're broken, that's how the light not only gets in, but that's how it gets out. Today, rest in the blessing. Rest in the blessing that God loves you. That God loves you no matter what. Amen.